Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. Welcome back to the show conducted by Mr. Humble. 34 after the hour, I'm very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show, the tax mama. She is the tax mama, Eva Rosenberg, enrolled agent. Enrolling, is it enrolled or enrolling agent?
Enrolled agent.
Enrolled, I said it right first, enrolled agent, ladies and gentlemen, and somebody who knows more about small business taxes than anybody I know. She's got a brand new book out that I want to tell you about. We've been talking about her other books for so long. A new book called Deduct Everything, Tax Reducing Strategies Inside. Eva, welcome back and congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you so very much. It is, you know, we've been together for so long.
Coming up on 18, you know, next month is our 18th anniversary, right?
Well, happy anniversary. We'll have to have a cake next month.
We'll have to, we will. No, you're an original founding member of our Brain Trust, so we appreciate that very much. So talk to us about why is this book better than any other textbook? What have you got in here? It's not just for business, right? It's for business and personal.
Well, Deduct Everything is primarily for the individual, but there's a lot of good information because all business owners are individuals as
Absolutely.
Well. And there's a lot of good information about things they need to do, things they can do.
Well, we have charities. You got that in here. We have kids to educate. We got that in here. We mess up on our taxes. You tell us how not to do that. We hire tax professionals. You tell us how to do that in the book. We have medical expenses. All that's in there.
We do, yeah. In fact, for those people who are having a really hard time and have basically their business may be struggling, I also tell you how to make money. So I also give you ways to use current modern methods and resources and how to handle things if you happen to be working with Uber or Airbnb or mm-hmm. Lyft or any of those things. I tell you the tax consequences, and I tell you how to raise money through crowdfunding, through the three different ways you can tax crowdfunding so that you can avoid paying tax when you're raising it for non-business purposes.
So that's a good question. There are people out there, for example, there was a, I won't go into all the reasons why, but I made a donation to a family that had a really sad thing to happen last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that they raised $3,000
or $4,000. Awesome.
I donated that money. I'm probably not going to deduct it. I'm probably not going to even keep up with it. But so the IRS won't see a record of me giving them that money, which would be a little flag that they raised. What will they have to do with that money?
Okay, first of all,
the money's being used. A child died, frankly.
Okay, that's that. But it's not your choice about taking a deduction. You can never take a deduction when you make a donation directly to
right, somebody. because it's not a charity.
Uh-huh. A recognized
now
charity.
I could make it to my church and my church could send them the money.
Your church could do that if your church wasn't raising it specifically for them and you were making a general donation.
Right.
Whenever you raise something specifically for money, even if you're a specifically for an individual or group of individuals, very specific group of individuals, you probably aren't going to be able to take a donation.
This is an interesting question. So, all right. So, let's finish up with the crowdfunding thing.
Okay. So, if you're setting up the crowdfunding offer, the request, right in the first place, and you do it in the name of the individual, because a lot of people set it up for somebody else,
right?
Do it in the name of the individual, their social security number, the bank account that goes
in this case, it would be in the name of the parents?
The parents.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And the bank account that goes with it is separate, and it's in the parents' name. The person, the people receiving this,
mm-hmm.
then and you offer nothing in return, because you know
right.
how...
Right. That's what most of this is, all right?
Yeah. You offer absolutely nothing in return, and people voluntarily make gifts.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
And that money is used for what it was designed for. So is that taxable to the family?
It is. If you do it that way, and I lay out the very specific steps.
This is important, folks, because this is, you know, even though many of you haven't done crowdfunding, before you die, you probably will. I mean, more and more people are doing this.
Yeah, you probably will at some point.
So if you set it up right, and nothing is offered in return, then it's, and the money is used for what it was designed for, there's no tax consequences.
It's just a gift, and the people receiving it have no taxes.
When we come back, I'm going to ask another gift question, though. She's piqued my interest on this. What if you're raising money through your church for a family? How about that? Quick break, 20 till, and many other tax tips from the Tax Mama, Eva Rosenberg. Can you
tell me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.